You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
Time now for our weekly visit with Mike Bassane from the Napa Sonoma Small Business Development Center. He's a person who can actually say in earnest, I'm here from the government to help you, right? Is that usually a punchline, but in this case, it's actually true. We like to always lead off, since we chat once a week, to find out what's new, what's changed since the last time we talked, what's the tenor of the calls and questions you're getting at the Napa Sonoma Small Business Development Center.
Good morning, Barry. Well, just to take a step back in terms of the global perspective that we like to review each week, in an interview Sunday night on CBS, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell didn't hesitate to express his optimism about the future of the economy, saying it's at an inflection point due to, of course, the ramped up vaccinations and the strong fiscal support and stimulus we've seen and the strong monetary policy that's emerged with, of course, the lower interest rates. He said he believes the economy is about to start growing at a much more quick rate and that job creation is coming in much more quickly. The outlook from his perspective and a number of the presidents of the Federal Reserve has brightened substantially. Of course, one risk to our economy is whether or not the virus will and the variants will be under control and if we're going to see additional spreads and or hospitalizations, and that doesn't seem to be necessarily the case. Last week, of course, we saw the announcement that California is targeted to fully reopen its economy on June 15th. Again, as long as vaccinations remain available and hospitalizations don't climb. According to Axios this last week, another potential for the economy is the potential disparity if American workers, particularly those at the lower wage levels, demand higher wages and employers can't pay those wages. More business surveys are showing that companies are struggling to find workers. There were record 7.4 million job openings in February and only 5.7 million jobs filled. So there still are job openings, but the openings relate to the need for skilled workers and the difficulty that businesses will have in paying higher wages to keep up with that demand. So that's sort of the outlook. And of course, we're going to continue to see the good, the bad, and the ugly. We're going to see nuances relative to the optimism of what's happening in the economy. But I would say that we're in a more or less a paradigm shift now. We're seeing a new approach to the economy. Of course, we'll see more people who are vaccinated. More activity locally, of course, and the reflection of hotel bookings and wine tour bookings and reservations at wineries are all good signs that, of course, we're seeing that critical mass return.
Very interesting. It's amazing that we could go from, the depths of despair economically just a few months ago to worries about inflation at this stage and people talking about maybe, not just a recovery to where we were, but shooting well beyond that with some of these growth expectations.
Yeah, it's almost a if not a boomerang effect, it feels a bit surprising. But again, it relates, I think, to compression and the fact that we've seen the stimulus come into many bank accounts and in some cases where entities and individuals don't need that money. You know, you were talking about the volatility of the oil markets, with sort of the ebb and flow of increases and decreases in pricing. You know, we're seeing that, of course, in certain stocks. It's by all means the means stocks that were out there, but we're seeing that in cryptocurrency, of course, is already inherently highly volatile. But there's money chasing opportunities now that perhaps we didn't see 6 or 8 months ago.
You know, every time I hear a cryptocurrency story, I chide myself for 3 years ago when it was really in the news big time. Bitcoin was in the news constantly. And I was thinking, you know, what kind of a goofy video game is this now? These fools are going to lose all their money. And look at what's happened with cryptocurrency. People have made massive fortunes in that three-year period.
Absolutely. With Bitcoin being north of 60,000. So who would have thought?
Right?
My gosh.
I've proven once again that I'm a very bad speculator. Better just stay home. So when it comes down to the practical day-to-day, is there, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the level of demand and interest in the revived PPP, in any of the other measures that have been funded by the most recent American Rescue Act?
So I think that if we were to exclusively look at the PPP to begin with, you know, probably on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 7 or an 8. We're seeing people now jumping in, applying, in some cases for the first time, where they're thinking, okay, well, you know, now it's my turn. Perhaps I held off too long, or maybe I thought I didn't need it last year, but I need it now, and I need to take advantage of this program. This, you know, where the doors are going to shut on May 31st. It is a forgivable loan, and if you can qualify, of course, the qualification parameters, the underwriting parameters, are much more generous than they were previously, where the focus is on gross revenue. So that program in particular, we're seeing a lot more activity, you know, at the Small Business Development Center, we'll actually share a screen and help you as a client walk through your application. We're walking people through their forgiveness process right now. And there's a lot of activity now that seems to have ramped up in the last week or two relative to the PPP. Mm-hmm. Of course, the California relief grant is still on the table, and we're in round 6 coming up on April 28th at 9 a.m. through Tuesday, May 4th at 5 p.m. And, you know, eligible applicants are currently waitlisted small businesses and or nonprofits who weren't selected in rounds 1 through 5, and also new applicants that meet eligibility criteria. And at the SBDC, we will walk you through that application process, which is a bit more daunting in some respects. There are some moving parts. There are a lot of conditions relative to ineligible versus eligible businesses. And so we are seeing a renewed interest in that. And again, that's a program that was refunded with $2 billion from the California state government. And that is an opportunity to receive a grant between $5,000 and $25,000. So there definitely is an interest in that. You know, of course, we've talked about the Restaurant Rescue Program. That is the $28.6 billion revitalization fund. And we're still waiting for the doors to open on that particular grant program. That will be very, very helpful for small businesses that serve food and or alcoholic beverages. It is a great way to provide, grant funding rather than loan funds. And then, of course, we have the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant that we've spoken about on a number of occasions on your show. And the doors opened on April 8th for that program. $16 billion in grants that are for shuttered entertainment venues and similar entities, live venue operators, promoters, et cetera. And unfortunately, as quickly as the portal opened on April 8th, we saw just this tremendous cascading effect of multiple applications, and the portal crashed. And so the portal is still, as of today, to the best of my knowledge, is still closed. It was closed yesterday. It may have reopened today, or it may be reopening soon. We've seen this with other portals. We've seen it with the EIDL, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, last year, where we just had an amazing volume of applications. And so we'd like to think that when we spend a great amount of time building the infrastructure to accommodate the applications, it can be handled. But unfortunately, not everything works perfectly.
If I were to say that I was surprised that that portal crashed, I would be lying. Because there have been so many incidents of that, dating back, of course, to the rollout of Obamacare. That was the first really high-profile one, I think. And you have the same reaction every time. It's like, did you not expect there would be a whole bunch of interest in this when you made it available? Or, of course, it's complicated. It's a complicated bit of software going on there. So some things you just need to anticipate. And that's one of them, that I was all ready to go potentially on that first date and start filling out an application for Lucky Penny Productions. But then before I could even sit down at the computer, we had the word that the whole thing had crashed. They are sending out regular emails to people who have expressed interest and saying, we're working on it. We'll let you know when it's back. And I have not seen that yet.
Yeah, I'm guessing and assuming, which is always dangerous, that the repairs will occur and that the doors will reopen.
Yeah.
And you will be able to apply.
Very good. So all this help that comes from the Napa Sonoma Small Business Development Center is free to people who seek it out. And Mike, tell everybody how they can do so.
Well, thank you, Barry. And indeed, our services are free. You can jump online, hit the big apply button at NapaSonomaSBDC.org. or call us directly at 707-256-7250, and we will be happy to assign an advisor to you who can walk you through the smorgasbord of opportunities that we provide, and that includes online webinars that are abundant, that cover many subjects. Again, we're in business to help small business. We really care about your success, and so we're happy to help.
Outstanding. Mike Bissain, thanks for being with us each Wednesday at this time and for all the information you give us.
Thank you so much, Barry. Have a great day.
Same to you.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.